This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
The following is an encore presentation of Inside Out Weight Loss, iTunes' top weight loss podcast since it began in 2007. If you'd like to learn more about my programs and access free resources and online classes, visit InsideOutWeightLoss.com. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens. Together, we're accessing the control panel of your mind-body system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. Today on the show, I'll be sharing my all-time favorite daily practice, the Success Journal, and how it turned around one woman's depression. Plus, a success strategy from the head of the world's largest charitable foundation. So go ahead and set your intention for this episode. Drop inside for a moment and become present with you. You've come to this show for a reason. Make the most of it by being present. This time is for you. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, open yourself up to get exactly what you need to take the next positive step forward. That's what it's about, isn't it? Taking the next positive step forward. I read an interview with Melinda Gates in Fortune the other day. What an inspiring woman she is. Melinda, in case you don't know, is the wife of Microsoft founder Bill Gates and heads the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. She's been a high achiever her entire life, from valedictorian of her high school class to earning an BA and an MBA in 5 years from Duke University, to climbing to the level of division leader at Microsoft before she left to marry Bill. The foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which is the largest in the world, was her inspiration, and she set the direction for it by using the simple criteria of which issues affect the greatest number of people and which can we have the most impact with, which can we make the most difference with. The article shares that her inspiration came from a conversation with her mother before she died, where she said to Melinda, "With gifts, with blessings, come obligations." And so Melinda decided that with the blessings that she had in her life of the tremendous amount of wealth that was available to her, that she would fulfill her obligation. It's a concept that's called noblesse oblige, the obligation of the noble, to give back. And so Melinda has done so in a rather big way, because the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is now the world's largest charitable foundation. So what's her secret to success? Yes, I know, marrying the world's richest man could be seen as a success in and of itself. However, that's not exactly a replicable skill for all of the rest of us. So let's talk about how she does it, what goes on in her mind. And what I discovered in the article is that ever since she was in high school, she would set herself a single goal every day. It could be a small goal, like completing her work, mastering a problem, or a big goal, like her recent goal of ending malaria in the world. Whew, that's an impressive goal. Yet she does these things one step and one day at a time, starting very simple with simple, small, achievable goals. Now, setting a goal as big as ending malaria is going to have to be a multi-step, multi-year goal, with many, many sub-goals. And yet she would set herself one of these sub-goals every single day as she consistently progressed up the corporate ladder through all of the ranks at Microsoft to become a director level, and now as a successful leader of the world's largest foundation. Let's face it, all we have is today, this day. The future is uncertain. The past is just a series of memories. And so we have this day and this step that we take today. What if you started every day by setting an achievable goal or intent for yourself? You could say, today I'll center myself before eating. Today I'll practice gratitude. Today I'll affirm love for myself. Or I'll generally connect with at least one other person. I'll find compassion and curiosity for one other person. Today, I'll write a gratitude list. I'll forgive myself. I'll shop for healthy food. One small goal today and every day. Oh, yes. And you know, we were talking about intent. And I haven't yet shared my intent for the show with you. You know, my intent with this show is to end the weight struggle and free as many people as possible to live their best lives. Now, clearly, this isn't an intent I can accomplish in a single day, but I can, with each episode of Inside Out Weight Loss, do my best. I can, with each effort that I put into spreading my work, to sharing with you the tools and the strategies that will allow you to become peacefully slender and naturally slender. My intent in this and all episodes of Inside Out Weight Loss is to enable you to dissolve what's been holding you back and move clearly into living your dream, because I know that it's possible. I know that you deserve it, and I know that you can. How do I know this? How do I know that it doesn't matter what age you are? I don't care if you're 22 or 72. I know that it's possible for you to change. How do I know this? Well, for example, I have many clients who are age 50, 60 and above. I want to read an email to you from one of the listeners to this show. She writes, Renee, I just had to share this with you. I knew that your program was working for me by the number of small victories that I had, and by realizing that I was feeling more at peace with myself than I had for a long while. But today I decided to weigh. I would have been happy to have maintained my previous weight instead of gaining, but much to my delight, I found that I'd lost 3 or 4 pounds since I started the program. This is huge for me. Renee, there aren't words to express my gratitude to you for giving me a program that not only allows me to lose weight, but that enhances my life in general. And I want to share with you the postscript that in the last 16 days, this listener, who I've had a conversation with since because she's going to become a private client, has lost over 10 pounds in the last 15 days doing nothing more than listening to this show and doing the homework assignments. This kind of feedback is why I do what I do. I love to hear it, and thank you so much for sharing it with me. This is my life's work, and I'm so blessed to be able to share it with you. Let's review for a moment. Last episode, we shared the power of relaxed intent. Remember the Brazilian bikini story and how we learned the difference between healthy curvaceous and miserable curvaceous? Tyra Banks knows all about that one. We talked about her wearing her weight gain number emblazoned across her chest in big, bold numbers on a tight t-shirt. How about that for going bold? Have you been practicing relaxed intent, toggling between wanting and releasing as we did in the guided journey? I'd love to hear from you. So write a comment at the blog at www.personallifemedia.com/Renee or post to the Yahoo group and share with us what your experience has been. Let's take a break now to support our sponsors who make this show possible. This is Renee Stevens, and you're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. Hi, gang. Renee here again. If you're looking for the Inside Out Weight Loss Worksheets, you can find them free of charge at my website, InsideOutWeightLoss.com. That's InsideOutWeightLoss.com. We're back now. Before the break, we talked about Melinda Gates and her practice of setting a daily goal for herself each and every day. We also talked about last week's show with the power of relaxed intent and how you've been practicing with it. Now, let's talk today about this fabulous daily practice. I want to share a story with you. Some time ago, I had a client. It was years ago, and she came to me for only one session, which is odd because I don't normally take one session, but for some reason, I had one session with her, and during that limited amount of time, I shared with her this daily practice called the Success Journal. I didn't see her again for quite some time, and she ended up taking a class that I taught, an Inside Out Weight Loss class. At the end of the class, she came up to me and she said, "You know, Renee, I wanted to share something with you. When I came to see you several months ago, I was so depressed. I thought that I'd never be able to lose these extra 25 pounds that I'd been carrying around. I thought I'd never be able to afford to buy a house in the Bay Area, that I wasn't going anywhere with my career, that I'd never have a boyfriend. I was thoroughly depressed, and I was about to go on antidepressants. But I wanted to let you know that I started doing that daily practice that you recommended. I started keeping a success journal." And she said, "I want you to know now that my whole life has turned around. I'm down 15 pounds so far. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling positive about my body." She was doing her favorite hobby, which was sewing. She was, at the time it was about Halloween, she was sewing a really fun Halloween costume. And she felt that her whole life had turned around. She said, "You know, Renee, I'm a list maker. And before I started doing the Success Journal, I would go to bed thinking about my list and all of the many tasks that I hadn't accomplished on it. Well, now I go to bed and I think about all of the many tasks that I did accomplish in the day. And I feel great about that." Funnily enough, I bumped into her several months later around town, and there she was with her boyfriend. And she came up to me and she said, "Renee, I wanted to share with you that I'm training for a triathlon." I was so excited for her. And it was simply the practice of the Success Journal that turned things around for her. So what is this secret tool to your success? You know, a lot of people journal. And I was an avid journaler. Well, all right, let's not say avid. I was a erratic journaler, to be more precise about it, when I was younger. When I was a teenager and I suffered from depression, I had learned that journaling was a good way to express emotions. So whenever I felt really down and miserable, I would pull out my journal and I'd write about it. I'd write about how miserable I felt. And that made me feel, I guess, a little bit better. And it certainly made me realize all the dimensions of my misery. And I'd go back from time to time and I'd review these journals. And oh my God, it's amazing I even survived it. It's so depressing to read the pages of this thing. Oh, my God. So I stopped journaling. I said, well, that's really a little bit too depressing. Until I learned about the Success Journal. Until I thought about using this tool. Now, let me tell you what it is. Exactly what it is and why the heck it's so darn powerful. You see, there's a time of the day, a magical time of the day, when we are just on the cusp of the conscious and subconscious minds, right before we go to sleep at night, when we're ready to drift off, our conscious mind is shutting down, and our subconscious mind is taking over, leading us delightfully into dreamtime. So what is the input that goes into your subconscious mind at that time? It turns out that that time is a highly open and suggestible time to your subconscious. So I want you to be aware of what the input is into your subconscious mind at that time of the day. Do you have the TV on as you're going to sleep? Well, if you have the TV on, my guess is that you don't have a lot of control over the nature of the content that's going into your brain as you drift off to sleep. So, let's take control of that strategic moment of openness, of suggestibility. Let's do a little experiment right now. I want you to look around your environment. And again, if you're driving, this is not something you want to do as you're driving. You want to pull over or do this experiment when you are not driving. So look around your environment, and I want you to notice everything that you see that's black. That's right. Everything that you see that's black. Look around your environment, check it out. And when you've got a good idea of everything that's black, close your eyes. You see why doing this while driving will not work? Close your eyes. And now, I want you, in your mind, with your eyes closed, to count all those things that you saw that were black. Okay, I'm waiting a moment here. Count, 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 count. Okay, now, what I want you to do, with your eyes still closed, keep them closed, is count everything that you saw that was white. Yes, everything that you saw that was white. Keep those eyes closed. Keep the peepers shut. Count everything you saw that was white. Okay, how'd you do? Open your eyes and check your work. Pause this program, take a moment, and check your work. How's your accuracy? I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts. Gee, that's an opportune expression for me to use, isn't it? I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts that you were more accurate with the black than the white. What does that teach us? That we find what we seek. We find what we seek. If you're looking for the black in life, you will find it. And if you're looking for the white, you'll find that too. You see, we get so much input in every moment of the day. So much stimuli is coming at us that we have to filter. We have to filter or we wouldn't be able to survive. I've heard autism described as an inability to effectively filter out all of the input. Let me give you an example. I bet as you're listening to this show, you really hadn't been thinking about the feeling in your right big toe until I mentioned it just now. And yet the information is there. It's there for you to be aware of and to notice, but you hadn't noticed it. There's tons of information like that available to you, especially in our media-rich environment these days. We just can't process it all, so we must have filters. And we put on filters that work for us, and sometimes we put on filters out of habit, maybe the kinds of filters that our parents used or someone influential in our life used. So we put on these filters to make our lives livable. Well, if you've been putting on the black filter, guess what? You're missing the white. You're missing the white. If you've been seeing the cup as half empty, you're missing the half fullness of it. So now, what does that have to do with a success journal? Well, we're going to teach your subconscious mind how to put on, how to get into the habit of a different filter, the habit of positive thinking. So, right before you go to bed, you know that wonderful, rich, open time as you're beginning to get droopy eyes and drift away. You're going to have a journal by your bed, your success journal, your inside-out weight loss success journal. And in that journal, you're going to write at least two things that are good from the day. Now, ideally, if your focus is on becoming naturally slender, on being naturally slender, on continuing to be naturally slender, then you'll write things that are related to that, successes. How did I self-correct today? Did I do a redo? How did I have a learning mind today? That's what you'll write down. Two quick things. Now, if that seems a little challenging for you to come up with, just write anything that's positive. Make it easy on yourself. anything. We want to make that first step. So if the best thing that happened today was that you did, in fact, remember to brush your teeth before you went out the door, that's a good thing. If your car started, great. Recently here in California, we had a really rough storm, and we lost electricity from 8 o'clock in the morning one day to 9:30 at night. Well, you know what? I take electricity for granted. But boy, oh boy, when the electricity came back on at 9:30 at night, I wasn't taking it for granted. I was so grateful that we have electricity at the touch of a light switch, at outlets wherever we go, that we have heat in our homes. These are things to be grateful for, to appreciate. So this is what you're writing down in your success journal. You're writing down your inside-out weight loss successes. Now, successes mean not that you were perfect, remember? This isn't about being perfect. This is about learning, continuous improvement, and self-correcting. So that's what you're going to write down. Now, if you want to overachieve, I invite you to do so. Write down 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things, whatever you want to do. Go ahead and do that. I do that whenever I can. But the bar is 2. That's all. Just 2. That's all it takes. Doesn't really take more than that. It's up to you if you want to do it, but no obligation. So you're going to write down these 2 positive things in this inside-out weight loss success journal that you keep by your bed with a pen. And as you drift off into dreamland, how you think you're going to sleep having gone to sleep on a positive note? How's that going to affect the quality of your sleep? Exactly. You're going to sleep better. And if you get a good night's sleep having gone to sleep on a positive note, how will that make you feel when you wake up in the morning? That's right. It's going to set you off on the right foot for your day. So, and then that is going to benefit you throughout the day until the next evening comes along and you write in your journal again to reinforce it. And I'm telling you, 30 days and you're going to feel very different about life than you used to feel. Because the cumulative power of this, the reinforcement of making it a daily ritual, a daily practice, is so powerful that literally, remember the story of that client, she went from almost going on antidepressants to feeling great about her life, competing in a triathlon and having a boyfriend. Fantastic. And you can make positive changes too. All you have to do is adopt the practices that will get you there. You got to learn to think like a thin person, to be and live and think like the naturally slender. And you will achieve your dreams. I know that. So, success journal, simple point of time, end of the day. How long you think that's going to take you? Time it. I tell you, I bet you can do it in a minute or two, maybe even less. Feel free to lounge and luxuriate over it if you want, but you don't need to. You can do it anytime. And you know what? My clients, I can tell if they've been writing in their success journal. If they come in, they haven't been writing in it. I can tell. They say, oh, I'm depressed. I'm like, have you been writing your success journal? No. Oh, I could tell. So that's what you want to do. Just do this simple daily practice. We want daily practices to stabilize you, to give you that foundation of stability through your journey, your inside-out weight loss journey. We're almost out of time today, but before we go, I just want to remind you that it is the daily practices that make the person. So, success journal, each and every day. Write and tell me about it. www.personallifemedia.com/Renee. Leave a comment on the blog or join the Yahoo group and post to the group. Share with everyone. I would love to hear from you. That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. As you know, there's now an Inside Out Weight Loss Yahoo group moderated by a couple of wonderful listeners to whom I'm very grateful. This is a great place to share your dreams, to support and be supported, to connect with others. Remember, you'll get double or more out what you put into this journey, but you must put in to get out. Write your success journal. To join the Yahoo group, go to the blog at personallifemedia.com/Renee and click the link on the right-hand sidebar under the blog roll. You'll also find a link to other sites and resources that I recommend. Have a question or comment for me? Call 206-350-5333, 206-350-5333, and leave a message. I may play your question or comment on the air. For other shows on the Personal Life Media Network, please visit our website at personallifemedia.com. There is loads of great content to feed your mind, body, and spirit. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I'm on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.